is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Air Force is investigating a close call between a bomber and a passenger jet. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has the story.
As this giant Air Force B-52 bomber was doing a flyover marking the start of the North Dakota State Fair Friday night, Delta Flight 3788 was on approach to land at the nearby Minot Airport. A passenger recorded the pilot's announcement after Flight 3788 eventually landed.
Given his speed, it was a military, I don't know how fast they were going, but they were a lot faster than us. I thought it was the safest thing to do to turn behind it. So, sorry about the aggressive maneuver.
There were 80 people on board the regional jet from Minneapolis operated by SkyWest.
Two U.S. citizens have been barred from leaving China. The China Foreign Ministry confirms one is a Wells Fargo banker and cites a criminal case. Correspondent Anna Corrin has more from Hong Kong.
There is also a second case that is pending. It's involving a U.S. Commerce Department employee. We understand he used to work for the U.S. military, and he was barred from leaving China back in April. He was visiting family there.
Google's threat analysis group has removed nearly 8,000 YouTube channels involved in coordinated influence campaigns. 5,000 of them were linked to China. Perspective from CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
This is a good reminder that on the internet, there is a existential battle going on all the time between various countries and their adversaries over what we are all saying and how we are influenced to think about the world.
Your world is getting dangerously hot if you live in the Central Plains, Mississippi Valley, and southeastern U.S. Here's CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Today, it's looking like everywhere from the, like, South Dakota, Central U.S., basically, all the way down into the southeast, especially even down to Florida, Miami, and the Florida Keys. So it's really widespread. Mainly the central region, though, is where we're going to see the highest of the temperatures today.
Those high temps will stretch on through the week. There's a hot political dispute in Texas where Republicans are planning to change congressional district lines to favor their party and flip up to 5 seats, as President Trump called on them to do. KRLD's Chris Fox tells us State House Democrats want to stop that.
Democrats are going to keep all options open.
And according to Texas Democratic Caucus Chair State Rep Gene Wu, that means walking out on Governor Abbott's special session to at least temporarily prevent Texas Republicans from taking redistricting, even if that means walking out on flood relief legislation as well.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
About 5 million swimming pools have been recalled for a potential drowning risk.
The recall is for 48-inch and taller above-ground pools sold over the past two decades under the brand names Bestway, Coleman, Intel, and Polygroup. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says 9 children under 3 years old died in a 15-year span after getting into the pools using compression straps that wrap around the outside of the pool as a kind of foothold to get in the pool. They've been sold at major retailers, including Walmart, Target, Costco, and Amazon. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
More Americans are shifting their money from checking and savings accounts into financial vehicles that pay an investment income. The analysis by the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute finds people's total cash reserves are increasing after including brokerage accounts, money market funds, and CDs. And that helps to explain continued strong consumer spending. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Partly cloudy skies, lows of the low to mid 60s, light winds. Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 80s. By Wednesday, mostly sunny, temperatures climbing to the upper 80s to lower to middle 90s. Heat index near 100, currently 62 degrees.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Everything gotta go home.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Sage, rosemary, and tarot, born in the sun, dressed to kill.
once was a true love of mine.
La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-dee.
body died. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La di da di dee, la di da di da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
dedicated to the one I love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto.